The Southern California desert community that's been home to Gerald and Betty Ford for the past 30 years yesterday paid its respects to the late president. Long lines of people filed through St. Margaret's Episcopal Church in Palm Desert. It's the Ford's church and a place where they got to know their neighbors. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that's how many people there remember Mr. Ford as a neighbor.
Hi, folks. Do you have a camera, a cell phone, or a bag with you?
No.
All right, straight through the gate.
All right, thank you.
The memorial visit to the church where Gerald Ford was lying in repose began with a trip to the local tennis stadium. That's where thousands of people caught buses that took them up to St. Margaret's last night for a swift, silent walk past his casket.
We stood in line, and yes, it was long, but you get in there, and it's just like, you're looking at the casket and the flag, and it's like, wow.
15-year-old Kayla Hamill was there with her mother, Jody. They live in nearby La Quinta.
We're never going to have a president that was our neighbor, that was a friend, especially to the Coachella Valley.
The Coachella Valley, or just the Valley to locals, is the location of Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, Palm Desert, La Quinta, and a patchwork of nearly two dozen little cities.
He helped a lot of organizations, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the YMCA, many things, both he and his wife.
Several people remember the Fords as friendly, approachable, regular folks. Deborah Stone of Palm Desert saw the former president lots of times when he attended meetings at the hotel where she used to work.
I've just had the highest opinion of him. He did a very difficult thing in pardoning Nixon. It was very, very difficult to know if it was the right thing to do at the time, and I think it turned out to be the right thing.
Did you vote for Mr. Ford?
No, I was a Democrat, actually, at the time.
So your respect for him isn't necessarily tied to political party?
No, not at all.
Even for those who couldn't really call Gerald Ford a neighbor, he still sort of seemed like one. Chris McTighe drove down from the Los Angeles area with his wife and six-year-old son. A native of Ohio, he saw Mr. Ford as a fellow Midwesterner with Midwestern virtues.
He's a pretty straightforward, honest guy, and if you understand his story, where he came from, it gives everybody in this country, including my son, an opportunity to become the President of the United States. If you work hard and you make the best out of the circumstances that life presents to you. And that's the lesson I'm trying to teach my son.
A lesson for the children was the reason a lot of adults gave for being there last night. Bill Brennan of New York City had been on a Disneyland vacation with his family. Now they just finished their trip to St. Margaret's.
We kind of felt it was a significant event to go because when I turned 18, I was able to vote for president, and I voted for Jerry Ford, so that's my connection.
And 8-year-old Jennifer's assessment?
It's okay.
What have they told you about Mr. Ford?
Nothing much.
We're encouraging her to study about the U.S. presidents a little more. Maybe this will help her.
One more good cause Mr. Ford might gladly support, according to his neighbors in this desert valley. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Palm Desert, California.